Welcome to the Pro Photographer Journey Podcast, your resource for building the photography business of your dreams. This is Shamira Young, bringing you tips, business strategies, and interviews with award-winning photographers. We're all in this together. Let's get to the good stuff. Hey everybody, welcome to this recap episode where I talk about the most important takeaways from my conversation with the previous interviewee. Pardon me, I'm out of breath. I just came up the stairs. Isn't that sad? So today I'm going to talk about my conversation with Levi Sim. Levi's awesome. Not only is he super talented, but he's also one of the nicest people that you will ever meet on Skype, online, or in person. He is a very cool guy. It was an amazing interview. So if you haven't listened to it yet, I highly encourage you to go back one episode and listen to my chat with him. And you will hear wonderful and amazing stuff. Sometimes the amount of information in our conversations on the show can be a lot, which is why I want to just give you a quick distillation with this recap episode. So let's get to the good stuff. One of the things that really stood out for me in chatting with Levi was the importance of staying top of mind with your clients. That's going to be point number one for today's recap episode, staying top of mind. So for Levi, who shoots with other businesses, staying top of mind means showing up at local Chamber of Commerce meetings, for example. So that means putting yourself in a place where a client will see you or your branding and think of you and what you do. Because more often than not, with any type of photography that you do, a client does not always need your services right at that moment. There comes a time when they do, but sometimes it can take weeks or months or even years. So what you want is for them to think of you when that time does come where they go, oh, I need a wedding photographer because my daughter is getting married. Or for Levi, the case is, oh, I need a new business for my website. I need a new headshot for my website for my business. And I need a headshot for my LinkedIn profile. Oh, yeah, this guy named Levi does headshots for other businesses. And so that's what you want them to think of. And so in order to do this, you need to stay top of mind. And for me, I found it also immensely helpful to attend my Chamber of Commerce meetings. That's been super helpful. And also BNI for me, that's Business Network International. I should know. I go to the meetings every week. That has been so helpful as a way of networking with other small businesses, which right now is my target market. And so, for example, when I'm at BNI and I stand and I give a brief commercial about myself and what I do, my message is not always buy, buy, buy. You know, I'm not always trying to sell them on something. Rather, often I'm trying to educate them on what I do and also entertain so that I can be memorable. And what is happening is that as a need for photography arises in their lives, they inevitably come to me. Or, you know, they don't always come to me, but more often than not, they come to me because they know that I not only know how to make great photos, but I also run it as a business, and I know what I'm doing with my business, and I'm a professional. And so you want them to choose you over the other photographers that they may know, because people are everywhere who call themselves photographers. And I'm sure you have someone in your family who has a decent photo and they're calling themselves a photographer, and other people have that in their families too. And so you want them to choose you over that family member if you're the better fit. You always want to make sure that you're the best fit for the person that approaches you, because you're not just trying to take your money, you're trying to do them a service. But for the people that you're the best fit for, you should work on putting yourself in front of them to stay at the top of their mind so that they can call on you when they need you, so that they think of you when they need you. Other examples of staying top of mind could even be posting regular updates on social media, for example, on Facebook, on Instagram. And not always, again, trying to sell them, saying, hey, book a session today, book now. No, but instead maybe post some photos from a shoot that you recently did and then tell the story behind it. Get them reading your content and looking at your content and emotionally interacting from it. And allow them to see you over and over again, putting out new work, and they can see that that you're busy and that you're active, rather, and taking on clients. And when they need a photographer, hopefully they will think of you. And also, as an aside here, I'm talking so fast I cannot catch my breath. Okay, so as an aside, or rather kind of to add to this point, almost every time I attend an event here, and I'm not in a big town, it's a small town, whether it be a networking event or just hanging out with other business owners, almost every time I get someone asking about my business as far as booking a possible shoot. Even if it's, say, a ribbon cutting ceremony for another business, we have quite a few ribbon cutting ceremonies here in Port Huron, and I'll go as just a normal, regular attendee to support that other business, and I'll show up, and I'm not planning on talking about myself. You know, it's not about me and my business all the time. And someone will see me afterwards while we're eating refreshments, and they'll go, "Hey, you're the photographer, right? I want to ask you about doing XYZ for me." And I'm like, oh, this happens almost every time. It's the coolest thing. Kind of kicking myself right now for taking years to get out there and network. Yes, I'm kicking myself. But better late than never. So find ways to put yourself in front of your potential clients. You have to be seen. Go to where your clients are. Make sure they see you. So that was kind of a long point number one, but a really good one. And point number two, along the lines of being where your clients are, focus on being helpful and building relationships. I personally recommend not trying to hard sell them every time they see you. So I kind of ranted about this in point number one. But this is so important because it can turn people off if they sense that you only want to sell something to them. And that's not a way to get clients. Instead, you want to be helpful. Clients need to not only know you, but like you and trust you. And they want to feel that you care about what's going on in their lives. And so constantly selling is not a way to do that. Instead, get to know people. So just a simple example, when I attend my local B&I meetings, Business Network International, every week, I'll often stay after the meeting to help fold the tablecloths. So it's just a simple thing, but that allows me to show the club that I'm invested in the well-being of the group and that I'm willing to help. And even better, it gives me time to chat with people and build relationships. So something as simple as folding tablecloths. We meet at a golf club, and so we set up with our own tablecloths and these round tables, about 10 tables and a bunch of chairs, and, you know, just setting up the room. And so helping break down the room allows me to hang out and just chat with them. I ask about their kids. I ask about their dog or dogs that was in the vet. And I ask about their lives because I want to show that I care, which I do. We grow to become friends. And so the next time they have a need for a photographer, often they'll think of me. And what's nice is that I already know a lot about them. So I can pick up cues, and you should too, when you're talking to people. Be observant, because they'll often give away what they like or what they don't like, even if you're not talking about photography. Just the better you know your client, the better you'll know what they need when they call on you for a shoot. So those are the two huge points that I really wanted to talk about for today's recap episode. So number one, just it's important to stay top of mind with your clients. Be seen, go where your clients are, go hang out there, make sure they see you. And number two, focus on being helpful and building relationships with your clients. Okay, I think I finally caught my breath. And it's already the end of the episode. All right, so that brings us to the end of this recap episode. I hope you got at least one idea or concept that you can apply to your business. Even just the little things matter, folks. The little changes and tweaks that you make in your business will ultimately matter. It's a journey, and a lot of it is step by step. So if you can change one thing or start doing one thing differently or incorporate one new thing into your business this week, I highly encourage you to do so. I will talk to you next time. Go out and build the photography business of your dreams. If you're looking for a way to speed up your workflow and quickly take your photos to the next level, check out the professional Lightroom presets we're offering on ProPhotographerJourney.com. With a single click, use these presets as a solid starting point when editing your photos, and then customize each Lightroom effect to your liking. Your friends, family, and clients will be amazed at your photos. These preset styles include soft and subtle, all the way to dramatic and edgy. Just head to ProPhotographerJourney.com and check it out. If you're enjoying this podcast, I ask that you please leave a review on iTunes or Stitcher or wherever you're listening. The more reviews we get, the easier it is for people to find this podcast in search rankings. We want to reach as many people as possible and help improve our photo industry. I appreciate you all. Thanks for listening.